On this special edition of our modcast, we're bringing to you all the facts and details to keep you up to date on Modification Proposal 53, amend target response times. With us today is the lead analyst for this modification, Harry, to help walk through some of the questions that have been asked about this modification. Harry, welcome to the modcast.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
No problem. So I have a few questions for you about this modification, if you don't mind me asking.
Sure thing, fire away.
In a nutshell, can you summarise the issue this modification deals with?
Yeah, so this modification looks at amending target response times, the maximum amount of time service requests are expected to get a response by. Some of these times need changes to reflect what's actually happening in reality, so the set can provide an accurate idea of how long they are taking.
Great. So any service requests in mind?
So the working group has three they want to move from 24 hours to 30 seconds in the SEC, all to do with ALCs and on-site testing. And one DCC wants to change from 30 seconds to a longer period, given the particular request can't return the amount of information requested in that time, suggesting a longer response time is needed if they want the maximum amount of requested information through on that particular request.
In that case, how are you going to do this? What's the solution?
So we're not pursuing any functional changes. Even if the mod passes or not, it won't speed up or slow down how quickly you receive your response. This is to just accurately report really what's going on at the moment. So all we're doing really is changing the target response times listed in SEC Appendix AE and basically the DCC making changes to the CSP to account for it. That's it really.
According to a refinement consultation that's just gone out for this modification, there is an alternative solution. So how does that differ from what you've just said?
Not much. Both solutions are going to be making changes to the target response times. The proposed solution is looking to change the service request that DCC mentioned from 30 seconds to 5,600 seconds. But the alternative, that's looking to change it from 30 seconds to 24 hours, like the rest of the other service requests, targets not set to 30 seconds that are currently put through in the SEC.
Do you mind telling us a bit more about the consultation that's currently out?
Of course. So it was sent out to industry on 17th of June, and that's going to be open until the 8th of July. In the consultation, you'll find our draft of the modification report, the business requirements, legal text, and the DCC's preliminary assessment. We'll be sending out another reminder nearer the time just to make sure you can respond. But if you have a view on this, please look at the consultation and get it back to us, especially as we have the two solutions for me to choose from. We really, really want your input on this.
All right, so after the consultation is over, what's the plan?
So our plan is, after the consultation finishes, we'll be requesting the impact assessment from the DCC, assuming no massive issues come up from the responses. And after getting that impact assessment back, we'll be presenting the modification report to SEC panel for approval.
Great. I think that's just about everything I wanted to ask on this modification. If you want to have your say on the modification, the refinement consultation is still open, so send us your response. If you have any further questions on the modification that didn't come up here, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com and we'll get back to you. This has been your week with Mod 53, and please tune in again soon. Thanks and goodbye.